Any luck at all? Who am I? Everything's performing around here this morning. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. April showers bring May flowers. So yeah. Just keep that in mind because there's going to be a lot of May flowers around here.
That's right.
The way things are going, no doubt. There's even a little snow reported in some of the higher elevations this morning.
Yeah, Rob Reamer reports snow where he is, and we have some people up. Anybody, I think, that's around 1,500 feet probably got a little snow.
A little wet snow. And it'll just be cloudy and breezy with showers, 45 to 50 today, way below the average. We should be easily in the low 60s. Tonight, a scattered shower or two, upper 30s. Tomorrow, just variably cloudy, 55 to 60. Wednesday, we'll have a little sun, but then some showers pop in later in the day in the low 50s. And that will give way to just another stormy day on Thursday. Wind, showers, thunderstorms, low 60s. And behind that front, more showers on Friday.
You got to be kidding me.
No. It does look like there will be a better trend of weather for the weekend. We should easily get to 70 degrees over the weekend, and that's good because Sunday is our big mouse-proofing job up at the lake. So I'm hoping for nice weather because we have a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. I doubt very much if all of it gets done Sunday, but whatever we could do, we'll be doing on Sunday.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about Tuesday, because Tuesday, the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce is putting a big parade together. It's going to go through a couple of states. It's the Hearts on Parade. It's to go by all the firehouses, all the senior centers, all the ambulance squads, and recognize all the first responders and all the essential workers that are out there working every day. It's going to start at 1 o'clock and probably wrap up around 3 o'clock. So it looks like if people want to see that parade, and for the people in the car parade, the weather's going to be okay on Tuesday at least.
Yes, they are, but for the people who are going to have to see the parade, they're going to have to be far apart. That's not a good idea.
That's the rule. Social distancing, the people that want to see the parade, they have to be 6 feet apart, and you should be wearing your masks to see it. And for the people that are participating, if you want to participate, only family members in the car. No mixing of families or no inviting friends, just family members in the car, and you maintain your social distancing and stay in the car when you're lined up, and that's the way you can participate in the parade. So
I'd be in my house looking out the window and waving. That's what I'd be doing. But everybody looks at this a different way. So anyhow, I do have something for our listeners because I know they've been waiting for this. And of course, Marshall's been very, very busy these days, so we can't blame Marshall. But, ladies and gentlemen, from the editor of the Tribune newspapers across the United States, this gentleman, a friend of mine for a long, long time, did the entire TV book and the whole bit for Newsday out on Long Island in New York City, continues to work for Tribune magazines and does a lot of stuff. If there's anybody that knows anything about movies, it is this gentleman. And he requested a copy of our last movie, Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte. And I got an email, and I thought I'd read the review, since we're not going to get a review from Marshall.
Yes, you will.
In the near future.
Not in the near future.
This is what he said. Patrick, he calls me Patrick. Part two of Hush Hush was as good as part one and better. The settings, score, location sets, set decorations, lighting, filming, sound, and direction. The Bette Davis and Agnes Moorhead actors were standouts, and the entire ensemble, especially the finale chattering ladies, bravo to all concerned. Exclamation.
There you go.
I was very delighted, and I passed that on to our entire cast, and they were delighted too, because that's coming from somebody who really knows everything about movies.
Right.
Everything.
Well, that's
I mean, you know, when I would get stumped in the spring, like what movie are we going to do, I'd call him. You have any suggestions? This is what I need. And he gives me all these different suggestions, you know, because he just knows these movies. Like you know, he should be one of those guys on TCM, you know, that introduce all the movies and have all those facts, because he's got them right at his fingertips. Yep.
Now, do you get the Wall Street Journal?
I do not.
Well, Sharon, Connecticut made the Wall Street Journal yesterday, the digital edition. I don't know if it made it in the newspaper edition, on the fact that the nursing home in Sharon Healthcare Center, taking in COVID-19 patients, one of the first places in the state, because we're having a severe problem with senior citizens and COVID-19 in the state. Right. And they spoke to me, they spoke to Brent Colley and a bunch of other people, and I even got my picture in the Wall Street Journal. A guy took a picture of me in the studio. But here's one problem with first of all, we never ever saw the reporter. We only spoke to the reporter on the telephone, okay?
Right.
We did see the photographer, who was a very nice kid, came up here and took pictures. But first of all, there were some errors in the article, like Maria Horn, who represents our area, is a Democrat. They listed her as a Republican. I'm sure that's going to surprise most of the Democrats and Republicans in the area. But the part which really was too bad is they missed the reason why this became a big factor in Sharon, Connecticut. The concerns that I had and that our first selectman, Brent Colley, and other people had, well, most of us, I'll say 90% of us had, was that Athena Healthcare, who owns Sharon Healthcare, was not doing enough to protect the staff, the management, the residents who were there and going to be moved, and the residents that were coming in. That was our concern. Okay, and that really wasn't echoed in the story. But that's the concern we have and the concern we have going forward. These people that work at Sharon Healthcare are under a tremendous amount of stress, and we wish them the best, and we hope that Athena keeps to their promise and that the state keeps to their promise and keeps inspecting and make sure they have enough PPE and stuff like that to handle this. That was our concern. That really wasn't reflected in the article. You know what they say. My first job in radio, Pat, John Bitaudier, my first real job. I had a full-time job at WBRK, but that didn't go well. John Bitaudier, a lawyer once came in looking for me at WKNY. And ran into John Bitaudier, and I didn't know. I worked at that time evenings. I came in from my shift, and John was there, and he said, "A lawyer came to see you today," and blah blah blah. And I was a little scared, and he said, "Marshall, just understand this: when you work in broadcasting, as long as they spell your name right and you get publicity, it's a good thing." Well. What happened to me in the story is they had the picture right, but they called me Mr. Marshall. A lot of people call me Mr. because I have names that can be first or last names: Marshall, Miles Marshall. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, if you get the Wall Street Journal, look at the story. It's a nice picture of the Sharon Green and some other nice pictures, but they left out a lot of the pertinent information. But anyway, so you had your media event over the weekend, and we had ours.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we only got the email, of course, you know, but like you said, that was it. I mean, it was a quiet weekend. There was you know, Saturday was a nice day. You know, we got that one day a week where you were able to get outside and walk around the block and do stuff like that. And then yesterday was pretty lousy. And today's not going to be no prize winner either. So, you know. Sooner or later, the whole pattern has to break, and maybe that'll happen, you know, sometime in May. I don't think it will just happen on Friday, May 1st, but I do see the weekend being partly cloudy, and I'm hoping, because we're making all our plans, you know, to get up there and do whatever we have to do as far as the Mises go. By the way, since I spoke to you last, there have been no reported new cases of the mouse.
All right, the mouse in the house. Well, you know, if ever we were going to get into a bad stretch of weather, where it hasn't been horrible, it just has not been great for outdoor activities.
Right.
The past weekend.
But in
after
a way,
weeks.
That could be a blessing.
Yeah. We can't do anything anyway.
Right. But, you know, I looked out my window yesterday, and we don't live in a heavy populated area at all. We're in the Lower Hudson Valley, and the houses are pretty far apart. But I look out my kitchen window, and I could see, across the street, two houses down. I usually see the little girl come out for the school bus at 8:20 in the morning. But now, of course, I don't. But yesterday I looked out. I saw four cars on the street with four sets of parents and kids. And they were all congregating outside. I didn't see them 6 feet apart. None of the kids had masks on. And only half of the adults had masks on. And I just shook my head. And I said, these people just don't get it. You don't get it. I know they show all these videos on TV, thank you to our responders and all of that stuff. Maybe some people should start describing how awful this is and the pain that people are suffering with this virus. This is not just like a flu, where you need tissues and you blow your nose and you have a fever, and stuff like that. This is very, very painful. And that's why most of the serious patients have to actually be put into a coma. Number one, to intubate them. And number two, to keep them out of pain. But my sister's sister-in-law is a nurse and has been telling her stories of what she has had to face. And it's just not pretty at all, Marshall. And not too many people, really, it doesn't sink in. The fact that, you have a hard time breathing. It's not just a hard time breathing, folks. You just can't breathe. And if anybody has ever been underwater for a certain amount of time, you know the feeling how that is. So it is just an awful thing. And we have to be extremely vigilant. And I think Governor Cuomo is definitely doing this the right way.
And I'll put it this way. I said it earlier this morning. Right now, we're on the precipice of being on the downside of the curve.
Yes.
So we have to be more vigilant. But I'll wrap this up with some extremely good news, which I posted yesterday for my family. My sister, who was put into hospice and not expected to live, yesterday we got the report that she was eating soup and gaining strength.
Thank God.
And she's not out of the woods yet, but she's very close to being out of the woods. And it's really, I think, the power of so many of my friends and our family members all just thinking positive thoughts. It looks like she's going to come out of the woods and she's going to survive. And that is absolutely amazing for somebody that is battling MS at the same time. So
that is phenomenal.
Yeah. So there's
great news.
Yep, that is the best news to wrap things up. All right, Pat. Well, we'll get through the weather, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, have a good one.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning with a check on the forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.